afternoon, KSL News Time, 6 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, May 21st. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Maria Chaleos.
And in for Scott Seeger this afternoon, who, of course, filled in earlier for Doug Wright. I'm Tim Hughes. Sunshine in Salt Lake City, 76 degrees.
Slowdowns downtown to Midvale. I'm Charles Moran.
KSL's top local story this hour, newly released police documents dealing with Susan Cox Powell's case. We're supposed to answer questions, but they've only raised new ones. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley begins our live team coverage.
Some of the information we are still learning from these police documents is shocking, like accusations that Susan's husband, Josh Powell, had an affair using an alias. But West Valley City Deputy Police Chief Phil Quinlan still refuses to speculate about Susan's fate.
In the end, we have to present a factually based case to prosecute. It can't be based in theory or conjecture or speculation. It has to be rooted in facts and evidence.
Police also remain tight-lipped about the technical side of the investigation. That includes their attempts to crack encrypted files on computers belonging to both Josh and his brother Michael. It raises the question of whether or not the investigation is really over. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour.
This isn't over. It's not over for the family, and it's not over in terms of investigations.
Cox family attorney Ann Bremner says Susan Powell's loved ones, the feds, and a private an investigator will review 31,000 police documents and keep looking for Susan. Her father, Chuck Cox, says son-in-law Josh Powell deserved criminal charges.
I understand their reasoning as far as the crime scene and the lack of a body, but I personally believe they came to the wrong conclusion on the circumstantial evidence. I think there was plenty.
And Cox was surprised to learn of Josh's brother Michael's possible involvement in Susan's disappearance. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
The U.S. Attorney's Office, meantime, here in Utah, is countering claims of an ongoing federal investigation. In a statement, the prosecutor's office says it has only helped out with the case at the request of West Valley City Police.
West Valley Police say part of their investigation into the disappearance of Susan Powell was stymied by encrypted emails. Johns Hopkins University Press professor Matthew Green tells KSL's The Browsers that there is some pretty powerful software out there available to almost anyone.
Even the National Security Agency has difficulty and can't decrypt some of these modern encryption systems.
Police say that there were encrypted emails between Josh Powell and his brother Michael, and that many of Stephen Powell's computer files were also encrypted.
A veteran New York City police detective going to jail for computer hacking. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Detective Edwin Vargas, who has been with the NYPD 20 years, is alleged to have improperly used a federal database to snoop on an ex-girlfriend and fellow police officers. And prosecutors here say he also hired computer hackers to find information about them. Between March 2011 and October 2012, court records say Vargas paid a hacking service thousands of dollars to obtain usernames and passwords for dozens of personal accounts of current and former NYPD staff. This all may have stemmed from a dispute with the ex-girlfriend, who's also an officer. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
KSL's top national story this hour. Extensive damage and wind speeds of at least 200 miles per hour as the National Weather Service upgrades the strength of yesterday's Oklahoma tornado. Here's Dan Jessup live from the KSL National News Desk.
Maria, the incredible power of the tornado that devastated the Oklahoma City suburb of Moore, Oklahoma, has been upgraded by the National Weather Service. Storm predictor Greg Carbon says survey crews found extensive damage that prompted them to upgrade the power of the tornado to an EF5.
If a tornado occurs in the open prairie of Kansas, it's highly unlikely it will get an EF5 rating. These are tornadoes that affect population areas, and so the rating is somewhat based on buildings, and let's hope we don't see another tornado like this anytime soon.
Carbon says wind speeds of at least 200 miles an hour were measured during the storm. That tornado killed at least 24 people. Live, I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio. KSL wants to help you help the people of Moore, Oklahoma. We're hosting a special event tonight. It's happening right now at Broadcast House called KSL Cares, Utah Shares. We have special guests like RSL stars answering the phones. You can donate by calling 801-KSL-GIVE or by going to KSL.com. And again, that number is
801-575-4483.
Thank you. I knew you'd help me with that.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Immigration reform clears its first major hurdle in the U.S. Senate this afternoon, passing a key vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee. That means full Senate debate on a plan that would provide legal status to millions of immigrants could begin next month.
Some U.S. senators don't buy the official story from the outgoing IRS chief. ABC's Vic Ratner reports.
Republican Senator Mike Crapo and several other GOP senators bluntly told the IRS commissioner they find almost unbelievable his claim that there was no partisan intent in the targeting of conservative groups. The inspector general who investigated also said he found no evidence of partisanship.
Outgoing Commissioner Stephen Miller says he does not know why IRS staffers targeted Tea Party and conservative groups.
A new survey shows teens are getting better at protecting their own privacy online, even as they post more and more personal stuff. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
More teens are now stopping to think, wait, is this something I'd like my grandma or teacher or future employer to see? The Pew Research Center says just 14% of teens now have a public Facebook page, or they use a fake name on Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. Still, teens are more likely now to post pictures, name their hometowns, name their schools, and post email and cell phone numbers.
The survey shows most teens check online privacy settings frequently, and they know how to use them.
Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, loved ones of a Utah man killed in an auto pedestrian crash plead for responsibility.
Still have a lot of slowdowns on the south end. We'll check your traffic and weather together coming up every 10 minutes on the 9.
KSL News Time 6:06.
Attention, on Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
We're at it again, making headlines across the country, this time in the Wall Street Journal. They point out something that so many of us already knew, the fact that once again, Utah has the lowest healthcare costs in the nation. Why Utah? The article points to our young and healthy population, but also give credit to the 40,000 people who work hard to drive down patient costs while ensuring they receive the highest quality healthcare. 40,000 dedicated people, the members of the Utah Hospital Association, 10 statewide health systems, more than 50 community hospital and affiliated home health agencies and clinics that reach every corner of our state. It's an organization that has touched the life of virtually every Utahn, either directly or through a family member, all working together with the goal of improving care coordination and keeping patients safe. That's the Utah Hospital Association. The trusted voice of healthcare.
America's heartland. But we can do something. Go to KSL.com, look for KSL Cares, Utah Shares. Give with KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 6:15.
NFL owners vote on where Super Bowl 50 will be held. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. We'll tell you where coming up.
Portion of news sponsored by Mountain America Credit Union. Buying a home, Mountain America has FHA, conventional mortgages, construction, and jumbo loans. Visit MACU.com. KSL News Time 6:08.
A family is speaking out for the first time about the auto pedestrian crash that killed their loved one. Larry Madison was walking along 1100 East near 39 South back on March 7th when a car veered across the road and hit him. Prosecutors allege that Ashton Lee Godfrey was under the influence and had drugs and scales in his car. Larry's son, Chris Madison, says the family wants Godfrey to accept responsibility.
I don't know if he understands the ramifications of everything he's been doing or not. I would hope so. Or I would hope that he comes to that realization at some point.
Godfrey has been charged with automobile homicide as well as driving with measurable controlled substance in the body and causing death. Both are second-degree felonies.
A massive search is underway for a 15-year-old girl who was abducted yesterday from an Iowa bus stop. Authorities say the man who is suspected of taking her and another girl has been found dead. Kathleen Shepherd and a 12-year-old girl disappeared from a bus stop after accepting a ride from a stranger. The younger girl was able to escape.
You may have more negotiating power the next time you try to buy a used car. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
Used car prices are coming down. During the recession, many were hanging on to their old clunkers as long as possible, which drove the supply of available used cars down and their prices higher. But now incentives for new cars and more optimism about the economy has buyers ready finally to replace their ride with some new wheels. And that's easing up demand at the used car lot, where prices fell 4.5% on average in April. Experts expect the trend to continue. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSL News Time 609, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines is brought to you as always by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships, and we've had our share of bumps along the way today, haven't we, Mark?
And the bumps continue. Looking at I-15 right now, you're going to find the back end of the brake lights at the ID split, 2500 south. And just plan on the heavy traffic all the way into Murray. Starts to give up a little bit over the south interchange, but you're still going to be at a slower speed pretty much all the way through 114 south. The northbound delays that we had, the south end, have pretty well cleared out of the way. Westbound on the 201, that's still a mess from 3600 west leading up to this accident site at about 5300 west, just prior to the 5600 west off-ramp. They're still taking up the right-hand lane. Emergency crews on the scene there, and some very heavy traffic through the area, Charles.
Well, it's northbound on the 215 west belt, and about 1500 north, we have fire crews just putting out a grass fire that was along I-15 and slowing traffic as you come up from 700 north. We do have delays northbound before the Farmington interchange, and then after the Farmington interchange, you'll see slowdowns from Shepherd Lane up to Layton Parkway. Regents, connecting members to the people, tools, and resources that matter to their health. Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center with temperatures today in the mid-70s, and we've got a few more clouds this afternoon, and the winds are starting to pick up just a little bit. Those clouds will stick around through the overnight hours and then clear out by Wednesday. We're talking mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the low 80s, a little breezy in the afternoon, ahead of a weak cool front that will kind of come in and stall out come early Thursday. Temperatures will stop in the 70s for the rest of the week with lows in the upper 40s and 50s. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 76 degrees.
We've got our fingers crossed that we'll be able to make contact with KSL Sam Penrod. He is on the ground in Moore, Oklahoma, where the, and I hate to say cleanup efforts, because I don't think they've quite...
They're not quite there.
Got
still
to that point
finishing
yet.
Up their search and recovery.
Remember that those that are involved with the search, the fire chief and others, have said that they hope they're going to be able to go through each of these buildings that was affected in this long swath left by this tornado three times to make sure that there are no one left behind, right, either with injury or death. So we'll have the latest on that hopefully coming up in this hour with Sam Penrod there in Oklahoma.
Only on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Did you know the U.S. is number one at drinking soda and obesity? A coincidence? Health experts calculate the risk between weight gain and soda consumption is so strong, the risk of obesity could be increased 1.6 times for every can of soda consumed per day over a year. How about a substitute, not a supplement? It's Green Tea HP. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green Tea HP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green Tea HP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at University Mall, Provo Town Center, Layton Hills Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall along the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green Tea HP.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life, and now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Bonus coverage of the top stories on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Where's the body? How did she die? Do we have enough evidence? These are some of the issues that kept the Salt Lake County DA from filing charges in the Susan Powell case. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Other local stories we are following. The Senate's immigration reform bill clears a major hurdle, and Utah Senator Orrin Hatch says it's better now than in the past. He has helped refine the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee. It will go before the full Senate next month.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Heaviest spots probably still I-15 southbound between I-80 and the Sandy area, and westbound on 201. Starts about 3200 west, goes to 5600. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds, mild temperatures, and a little front is headed our way. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
A bit of sunshine, 76 degrees downtown.
Some little bugs have fascinated a Utah man because they can measure water pollution. BYU professor Riley Nelson is studying stoneflies across the globe. He says they show Utah's mountain streams are in pretty good shape.
But if there's a good tumbling mountain stream and it has no stoneflies in it, that's an indication that something's not right.
Last year, Nelson documented 51 species of stoneflies in Mongolian streams and lakes. That includes five new species previously unknown to that area.
We now know where Super Bowl 50 will be held.
It doesn't take much to get excited about the final call of the Super Bowl.
The Baltimore Ravens are Super Bowl champions!
But what about the announcement of the Super Bowl city?
We're just excited that the owners voted for the Bay Area to host Super Bowl 50.
49ers owner Jed York following the vote, naming the Bay Area as the host of Super Bowl in 2016. It'll be held at the new stadium in Santa Clara, which opens later this year. The 2014 game will be held at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, and if that cold weather gamble pays off, the owners might let cities like Chicago, Washington, or Denver bid for future Super Bowls. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Coming up, we're going to check in, as we always do in this hour, with the Nightside Gang, see what's coming up on their program, 7 o'clock tonight here on KSL.
KSL's top national story this hour, multiple searches of structures in Oklahoma devastated by yesterday's tornado. As it turns out, in some places, that tornado was even stronger and more dangerous than first thought.
Authorities are searching every structure three times before they wrap it up. And at the Plaza Towers Elementary School, they are still searching, but authorities say won't say for sure if they believe there are children still inside.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Dan Jessup at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Maria and Tim, Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy withdrew an amendment to immigration reform that would have recognized same-sex couples for immigration purposes. He pulled the amendment after Senate committee members, including Democrats, said they would not support it. Republican Lindsey Graham said the bill would fall apart if it included protections for gay couples.
There are a lot of folks supporting this bill who are not going to agree to redefine marriage for immigration law purposes. There are a lot of people in South Carolina who support this bill, would find that a bridge too far.
Oklahoma City Thunder star Kevin Durant is pledging $1 million for tornado relief through his family foundation. The Red Cross says it's meant to match other donations and be an incentive for more people to give. And country star Trace Adkins donated the $1.5 million he earned on the TV show All-Star Celebrity Apprentice to the American Red Cross.
I've got a lot of friends in Oklahoma, and yeah, there are Red Cross volunteers on the scene right now. They were there Sunday, I mean, as soon as this started happening.
Tell your kids to drop out. Well, Bill Gates did, Steve Jobs did, Mark Zuckerberg. They all dropped out of college, and now we have the 26-year-old guy who founded Tumblr. David Karp's blogging site was just sold to Yahoo for $1.1 billion. He dropped out of high school. At the time, his mother thought it was a good idea. Mom might have been right, but Karp himself says, I wouldn't recommend it. Teenagers are logging off of Facebook, and they're migrating to Twitter. A new study shows teens are done with Facebook for two reasons: too much drama and too many old folks on there. Live, I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
If you're just joining us, we have a fundraiser underway called KSL Cares Utah Shares to help the victims of that tornado in Oklahoma. And all you need to do to help is call 801-575-4483. You can also donate at KSL.com.
By the way, that spells out KSL Give, and we appreciate you giving whatever you can here this evening. You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Still a couple of tough spots. 201 westbound starts at 3200 west. You'll see the brake lights behind this accident. They're still off to the left side there with the emergency crews at about 5400 west, just prior to the off-ramp of 5600. Lanes also still slow on I-15. This will be between 2500, and it looks like it's starting to clear out, except for near 4500 south. You're going to find yourself really slow there, and again, slow over the south interchange and towards the 90th south off-ramp. Haven't had any problems over the point or in Utah County this afternoon. Charles?
In Murray, a crash, 5300 south, 600 west, and we have an accident in South Jordan. This is right by I-15, 106 south, 420 west, and northbound delays on the west belt by 215. This is northbound, about 1500 north. We had a grass fire, and then no delays on I-15 from Salt Lake all the way to Sunset. And we're looking good. Interstate 80 from I-15 to Foothill Drive. Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog is here and filled with ideas, specials. Does your cedar fence need repair? Sutherland's 1x4 6-foot cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Charles Moran, the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for that 7-day forecast now. See what's up for your Memorial weekend coming up. Here's Kevin.
Tim and Maria, the day started out with sunny conditions, but the clouds have developed this afternoon. Some gusty winds out there. Temperatures went into the mid-70s. We'll go into the 50s tonight, up into the low 80s on Wednesday with some more south winds continuing. And then we get a little dry cold front in early Thursday. That'll drop our temperatures down into the 70s and keep it there through Friday. A little warmer air moves in for the holiday weekend. Things look great right on through Memorial Day. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
Up another notch downtown now, 77 degrees.
And the Nightside Project coming your way at 7 o'clock. Ethan has joined us. What have you got coming up on the show, Ethan?
Well, we're going to talk about a Utah mom who discovered that her daughter was bullying other kids and so made her wear ugly clothes to school. How about that for a way to handle a bully?
Did it work? Because she was bullying over clothing, right? She was making fun of other people's clothes.
Yeah, well, yeah. We'll talk about whether or not this is something that might work. Also, we're going to do a little bit of, we're going to do free advice for people that we never met. Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt says that he has a medical condition where he cannot remember faces.
Huh.
And so all of these people. Such a thing. Well, you know how you see someone and you know them, you know their face, can't remember their name. He has the opposite problem. Plus, he also can't remember their name, apparently. So he says that he's been accused of being a jerk so many times that he's just saying, I have a medical condition. There really is a medical condition.
There is.
You just can't remember faces. You just,
I think I may suffer from that, as a matter of fact.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe.
You can remember names, not faces. I'm the opposite. I can remember faces, but I'm terrible with names.
Sounds like a good way to get out of a bind.
I always say,
it's a good excuse.
I always say, I'm sorry, I cannot remember your name, but I know I've met you before. Mm. And usually people are polite.
Usually.
You know?
There's a pill
for
that.
Part. Well, so, you know, it's going to be a good show tonight.
Okay, sounds terrific.
All right, look forward to it. And, of course, we'll continue to direct people to get on their phones and help out with the KSL Cares and Utah Shares effort that's going on tonight right here at Triad Center. Again, the phone number up and running till about 10:30 tonight is 801-575-4483. And if you get a minute when you get home, just grab the phone and do that, or do it on your cell phone when you can do it safely on the road on the way home. And thank you in advance for helping those folks in Oklahoma.
Also at KSL.com.
Hey, honey, what you working on?
Oh, my algebra.
Angie, this isn't your handwriting.
Mom, everyone does it. It's called sharing.
Isn't that just another word for cheating?
Mom, Dad, if you love us, you'll ask us the important questions. Because if you don't, who will?
I just don't get this.
Okay, let's take a look.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
I can't believe my baby is going on a date.
Mom, I'm 16.
Remember what we said about boys and dating and stuff?
Yeah, I remember.
Could you repeat it back to me?
Mom, Dad, if you love us, you'll ask us the important questions. Because if you don't, who will?
Just the highlights will be fine.
Dad, okay, be home at 10.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
From practical to playful, Clairfield City is home to Lifetime Products, the largest manufacturer of residential basketball equipment, heavy-duty plastic tables and chairs, and outdoor sheds. Clairfield City, the city that literally has it made, is right here in our own backyard. From practical everyday products, Lifetime folding tables and chairs, gardening sheds and composters, to playful products, basketball standards, teeter-totters, swing sets, to kayaks and paddleboards. Lifetime makes products to fit your lifestyle, no matter what you're into. Shooting hoops, organizing get-togethers, planting a vegetable garden, or kayaking down a river. Lifetime Products makes durable, lasting products. Impressive manufacturers, a first-class city. That's Clairfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth for our local community. Now you know why the slogan, "We've Got It Made," is true. It's not just about basketball standards, but a standard of living. It's a way of life. Clairfield City.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time? I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
Drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song. A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play.
This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
We're watching Utah's money. Put away the plastic. PayPal wants to become the way you pay in brick-and-mortar stores as well as online. The online payment company owned by eBay is pushing into more physical stores, and they want to be in 2 million merchant locations by the end of this year.
The Dow was up 53 points today. It ended at 15,388. NASDAQ up by 6. S&P was up by 3.
And we check your money news, of course, at 25 and 55 past each hour on KSL News Radio.
Politics in the springtime. They're a real hornet's nest.
Conservative groups say that they, too, were targeted by the IRS.
An attempt by the Justice Department to seek phone records from the Associated Press.
I will be exonerated, and we'll be able to move forward with the things that we're working on right now.
Reports are that several references to terrorism were taken out of the documents.
Grant and Amanda update these breaking stories every morning, 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy nine productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Wed Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Let's head back over to the traffic center at 629, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships, and check in with Mark Christiansen.
Looks like I-15 really starting to clean up quite well from the downtown area right into Murray. You got pretty good speeds going on there, and then it kind of slows down a little bit between 4500 South, 53rd South, and then remaining slow traffic out towards 90th South. No problems further southbound on I-15. 215, the west side belt route in great shape. Westbound 201, still pretty hectic between 3600 West and that accident just prior to the 5600 off-ramp. That's going to remain sticky for a little while longer. Charles?
Well, no delays. Salt Lake to Ogden along I-15. We do have a couple of valley crashes, 2100 South and West Temple. We also have an accident in Murray at 5300 South and 600 West. And looks like this other crash in Murray, it's at 5400 South, 45 West. That's on Hillcrest Drive. Got what it takes to be a Spartan. We'll see about that. The Reeboks Spartan Race in Soldiers Hollow, June 29th. No guts, no glory, no cool t-shirt for quitting. SpartanRace.com. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, the day started out nice and sunny, and the clouds have moved in this afternoon. Some gusty winds out there tonight. Look for a low of 55 degrees. We'll get a little bit more sunshine on Wednesday, 82 for the high. Some south winds will bump us up into the low 80s. Then we'll go into the 70s on partly cloudy skies Thursday and Friday. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is now 6:31. Still some sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, warming up to 76.
15 delays, Murray to Midvale. I'm Charles Moran.
Our top local story this hour, the Salt Lake County DA is defending his reasons for not pressing charges against Josh Powell in his wife's disappearance. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The issues keeping prosecutors from filing charges against anyone in the Susan Powell disappearance were the same for Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill as they were for his predecessor, Laura Miller.
We did not have a body. We did not have a cause of manner of death. How are we going to be able to put this case together?
Gill says there was always the intention of sitting down with West Valley investigators to look over all of the evidence gathered in the case for one last attempt to find a way to file any charges, but they never sat down for a formal screening.
We've never been able to resolve it for the family. We have not been able to resolve it for our community.
He says his staff was always concerned they didn't have enough evidence to file any charges. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Juke. Police investigating the disappearance of Susan Powell say try as they could, they were simply not able to crack some of the encrypted data they gathered. It includes emails and computer data. Johns Hopkins University professor Matthew Green tells KSL's browser the access to such encryption is easy. But it isn't all bad.
When you go and you buy things off the web using your credit card, you need encryption to protect you.
Green says even the NSA, though, can't crack the codes of some of the systems out there. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
An attorney for Susan Cox Powell's parents says she's heard federal agencies are looking into Susan's disappearance. Ann Bremner isn't clear exactly what agency would be in charge of that investigation. However, the U.S. Attorney's Office for Utah says it's certainly not investigating. A statement says federal prosecutors have only investigated at West Valley's request.
KSL's top national story this hour, an even more thorough search continues, and thanks are being expressed for the work of first responders and volunteers in the deadly Oklahoma tornado. National Weather Service calls it a top-of-the-scale twister. Dan Jessup has more live from the KSL National News Desk.
And Maria, shelters would not have necessarily saved more lives at the elementary school flattened by that tornado.
We're going to be looking at trying to up that number and trying to get more safe rooms across schools across the state, the entire state.
Oklahoma Emergency Management Director Albert Ashwood says more than 100 schools across the state do have safe rooms, but of course they want to have a lot more. Meanwhile, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon says thanks to the first responders who've been working nonstop to search through the tornado rubble.
Many people have worked around the clock and have put in extremely long hours under very dangerous circumstances helping our fellow Oklahomans, and we're very grateful for all of you.
Live, Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio.
Turns out volatile weather hasn't been limited to the Midwest. Storms today prompted a tornado warning for northern Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. ABC's meteorologist Stephen McLaughlin in New Haven warned his audience.
Right now, if you are in northwestern Connecticut, seek shelter immediately. Go to the safe place in your house, get away from glass, go down to the lower level, basement if possible, go to the center of your house, get indoors.
Well, can you imagine living in a part of the country where this is quote-unquote routine? The warning expired with no reports of a storm damage.
Once again, a Layton church is raising money for tornado victims, and the pastors will deliver that cash themselves. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reports that they have experience from tornadoes that ripped through Joplin, Missouri almost 2 years ago.
Pastor Chris Crowder says churches of all stripes each cared for one square block of destruction.
Whatever pictures they found, they put them on the side of the road so that someone could come through and just look at the pictures and see if their picture was sitting on the side of the road.
The Christian Life Center took $40,000 in behalf of generous Utahns. Senior Pastor Mike Crowder says victims only need cash now.
People who didn't have insurance on their homes, who lived paycheck to paycheck, working at a 7-Eleven or a Walmart, and without their paycheck next week because their business that they worked at no longer exists, they're now unemployed.
Crowder says they'll get plenty of food, and clothing was wasted because victims had nowhere to put it. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. A jury in Phoenix is deciding the fate of convicted murderer Jody Arias tonight. They started discussing the case this afternoon after Arias told them she changed her mind and now does not want to die. The same jurors have already convicted her of murdering her one-time lover.
Your math skills at age 7 could predict how much money you will make later in life. KSL News Radio's Andy Farnsworth explains.
A 50-year study done in the UK found kids who were better in math at age 7 ended up in a higher socioeconomic class when they turned 42, regardless of what other advantages they had. David Smith is the elementary math specialist for the State Office of Education.
There's something to be said for innate skills in any kind of endeavor, but to say that's the only determiner kind of flies in the face of the whole idea of being able to improve.
He says the right kind of teaching and intervention can make a big difference, as does the attitude of a child's teachers and parents. Smith says learning those skills early is definitely an advantage, but there's still a lot that can be done if a child struggles early. Andy Farnsworth, KSL News Radio.
Still ahead as Utah's afternoon news continues, immigration reform clears its first major vote to the sound of applause this afternoon.
We still have freeway delays in Midvale and West Valley, traffic and weather every 10 minutes on and off.
KSL News Time 6:37.
You know, there's nothing like working for a company that appreciates your hard work and where you know you have the opportunity to get promotions and move up within that company.
Hi, this is Jay and Amy from The Browsers, and we toured a company called Teleperformance. They are looking for people right now who maybe want to change their career or who are starting their first career.
Yeah, you may be fresh out of high school, but you have some customer service experience or some tech experience. You can turn that into a career right now at Teleperformance.
They're looking for so many different things: human resources, IT, administration, recruiting. All of these are available at Teleperformance.
Well, and don't forget, they have free training, and they also have great work-at-home opportunities if you're a stay-at-home mom.
They have 3 locations right here in Utah: Salt Lake, Linden, and Ogden.
And they have over 250 sites across the world, which gives you the opportunity to move up and outward if you like.
Go online and apply right now at teleperformance.com.
That's teleperformance.com.
Hypopharyngeal.
Kaposi sarcoma.
Adrenocortical carcinoma.
Cancer names can be complex. Beating it can be too. Malignant fibrous histiocytosis. hematoma? There's nothing simple about cancer. Even its names can be hard to pronounce.
Osteosarcoma.
Retinoblastoma. Each has different symptoms and requires different treatments. And depending on your type, there are a variety of techniques used to fight it. Gastrointestinal carcinoid tumor. That's why if you're diagnosed with cancer, the simplest decision should be who to involve in your fight. Intermountain Healthcare. Here, we wield technology proven successful against cancer with a team of skilled doctors who know exactly how to use it, no matter if you can pronounce your cancer type or not.
Thymoma and thymic carcinoma.
Intermountain Cancer Centers. Healing for life.
Chance to do more for Oklahoma. Go to KSL.com and select the words KSL Cares, Utah Shares. It's a chance to help with KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 6:45, a live look at the destruction in Moore, Oklahoma. We'll check in with KSL's own Sam Penrod.
This portion of our news sponsored by Zero Res. Book 3-room cleaning for Memorial Day. The 4th room is free. Call Zero Res at 288-ZERO. KSL News Time, 6:38.
A family is speaking out for the first time about the auto pedestrian crash that took their loved one's life. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has more.
Chris Madison says his dad, Larry, was just getting ready for the next phase of his life, the golden years. But on March 7th, he was walking on 1100 East and 3900 South when a car veered over and hit him. Prosecutors have now charged Ashton Lee Godfrey with auto homicide, among other counts. They say he was driving under the influence and had drugs and scales in his car. Madison says the family doesn't know if Godfrey feels their loss, and they say he should take responsibility for his actions.
Larry left behind his wife and 7 kids and numerous grandchildren.
Politics on KSL News Radio.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 13 yeas and 5 nays.
It passes.
The applause erupted when the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee today signed off on a major immigration reform bill. The landmark legislation could hit the Senate floor early next month.
KSL News Time now, 6:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And hopefully, Mark, things are calming down out there.
I-15 right now is looking a lot better if you're southbound, except for the south interchange. Still a little bit crowded between 5900 South right into Midvale at 7800 South. And then the other spot in the valley here that slowing things down, westbound on the 201, starts at Bangor now. Most of that's clearing out. They have removed the accident at 5400 West. Everything looks pretty good, and that should clear out here within the next couple of minutes as well. Charles?
We have a new accident. It's 104th South, South Jordan Parkway, and 1310 West in South Jordan. Also a crash in Murray, 5300 South, 600 West. And in West Jordan, we have an accident at 5454 West Island Creek Drive. That's 8080 South. And no delays northbound through Davis and Weber counties. Mosey Cloud Backup by EMC. Protect your critical business files. Securely access them from any computer, smartphone, or tablet with Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. Learn more at Mosey.com. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Well, clouds have moved in this afternoon. Some gusty winds out there. Temperatures in the mid-70s. We'll go 55 tonight. Those clouds will start to dissipate. Mostly sunny and 82 on Wednesday. Some south winds will bump us up to those 80s ahead of a little dry cold front that'll slide through Wednesday night into early Thursday. That'll knock us back down into the 70s for the rest of the week. Overnight lows generally in the 40s, but it looks good right on through the holiday weekend. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank, KSL News Radio.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a bit, the wind has just like been kicking up lately, but right now, a bit of sunshine, 77 degrees.
I just noticed on one of the tweets, and this is worth mentioning, that Utahns have raised over $20,000 for Oklahoma tornado relief in 90 minutes. We started this at,
pretty awesome.
5 o'clock this afternoon. Yes. It'll be continuing through 10:30 or so tonight. Here's the number. We've got phone banks all... with operators standing by at 801-575-4483. That's KSL Give, 575-4483. And thank you so much. They said that the estimated damage back there, insurance company saying it's going to be over $1 billion.
Boy, if you get a busy signal, please help us out. You can also go to KSL.com and make your donation.
KSL News Time, 6:43.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest National Scenic Byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities, like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubiesinn.com. That's rubiesinn.com.
Imagine yourself at the Utah Shakespeare Festival this summer. Musicals, Shakespeare, and more are performed with additional activities to complete the experience. Don't miss the Free Green Show every Monday through Saturday evening at 7 p.m. for singing and dancing the whole family can enjoy. For Utah Shakespeare Festival tickets or information, call 800-PLAY-TIX or go to utahbard.org.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have 3 sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherlands.com.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Even more breaking local news on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, the family of a man killed in an auto pedestrian crash last March hopes the driver will take responsibility. Police think Ashton Lee Godfrey was under the influence when he hit Larry Madison near 39 South at 11th East.
Other local stories we're following this hour. An encryption expert tells KSL it's not surprising police were unable to crack files on computers belonging to the husband of missing mother, Susan Cox Powell. Encryption tools are widely available and often used to protect information like credit card numbers online.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships.
Traffic moving a whole lot better southbound on I-15. Just a mile or two of slow traffic between 72nd and 90th South to contend with. Mark Christian in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds, the winds are picking up, and there's a front headed our way. I'm Kevin Eubank with your KSL Extra.
Warmer still out there, 77 degrees.
KSL's top national story this hour. Oklahoma City area hospitals say they have treated more than 200 patients, including dozens of children, since yesterday's devastating tornado.
Dozens remain hospitalized this evening. At least 24 people, including 9 children, were killed by what scientists have concluded was an EF5 tornado. That's the top of the scale for wind speed, breadth, and damage.
It will be a long time yet before the community of Moore, Oklahoma has recovered from the rare EF5 tornado that cut a path of destruction across the town Monday.
There are some amazing stories coming out of the ongoing search and recovery efforts today at the site of the deadly twister. KSL Sam Penrod is in Oklahoma hearing those stories firsthand. Sam's with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And I can't imagine, Sam, watching the video that we've seen to actually see it firsthand. Have you been able to get close to the devastation?
Yes, we've been right up into it, and it is just, the magnitude of it is just what blows you away. There's so much damage, and it just continues for miles and miles, and it's just devastating. I mean, you go through the rubble, we found a half of a saddle, we found, you know, just debris, boards, cars that are mangled beyond recognition, those type of things. Of course, there's also the human toll, and that's what's so difficult for a lot of people here, just knowing that there's been so much human suffering from this.
What kinds of things, what kinds of stories are you hearing from the people there?
You know, despite the tragic loss of so many lives, there's a lot of people who will tell you there were a lot of miracles here yesterday. They look around, they see their homes destroyed, they see their property ruined, and they say, it's okay, our family's still together, we're okay. So they really feel like there were a lot of miracles here yesterday despite all of the devastation. And we actually just spoke to a gentleman here a few minutes ago who approached us and told us a story of how his daughter was at a daycare. She had 13 young children, including a little baby there. They saw the tornado coming. They didn't have a storm shelter, so those adults actually got down and protected all of those children. The building was basically collapsed. There was only about 3 feet of space between the floor and the roof after it collapsed, but all of the kids got out okay, a couple of them in the hospital overnight. We'll have that story for you tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
I'll tell you what's been amazing for us here is to hear these stories and see the spirit of these people. It's hard for us that did not grow up in Tornado Alley or in a state that was prone to that. And this one spot has had now documented 3 big tornadoes rip through the almost the exact track. I can't imagine what it would take in spirit for these people just to keep coming back and building again and calling this place home.
Well, and I think that's, you know, they have so much support because people know, I'm going to go help my neighbor today because next year it might be me. And, of course, the devastating tornado they had here 14 years ago, people still talk about it. There are some neighborhoods that haven't been rebuilt from that. And so everyone's pitching in. Everyone's doing what they can to help each other out because they know that they're in this together, and it's going to take everybody to help this community to be able to recover from such devastation.
Sam, thanks for your help on the story today.
You're welcome.
That is KSL 5, Sam Penrod. He is in Oklahoma, and you will see more of his stories tonight at 10 o'clock.
Just want to remind everybody quickly of the KSL Cares Utah Shares Project going on right now. We have a phone bank that's fully staffed with people answering your donation calls right now at KSL Give. That's 575-4483, 575-4483. We've already raised $20,000 with the help of the Red Cross out there. So keep up those phone calls, and you've been listening, of course, to the KSL Extra. KSL News Time, we're a little bit late, but we wanted to get as much as we could from Sam on the ground there in Oklahoma. Let's see what we can find out about your commute now, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships with Mark Christiansen.
Well, it was a pretty amazing afternoon, but I think right now you're looking at a clean sweep all the way down I-15 from the downtown area. Southbound over the point, Utah County looks great. No more big delays westbound on the 201. Those have all cleared out as well. Charles?
Well, a westbound accident, Interstate 80, about 2100 east. It was on the on-ramp from 2300 east. They've moved that down just a ways. Not really causing any slowdowns. No problems, Davis and Weber counties. Charles Moran in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now for the accurate and dependable 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Tim and Maria, plenty of clouds moved in this afternoon. Some south winds out there kept things in the mid-70s for highs, but those gusty winds are going to stick around for the next 24 hours, actually. A little dry cold front just up to the northwest is going to get a little closer to Utah. Highs in the low 80s on Wednesday. That cold front slides through and will drop us into the 70s Thursday, Friday, but we're not anticipating any storminess. Just partly cloudy skies, maybe a few little mountain sprinkles. 80s return with some sunshine for the weekend. In fact, by Memorial Day, 82 and partly cloudy. With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Kevin Eubank. KSL News Radio.
Bit of sunshine, 77 degrees downtown.
KSL News Time, 6:52.
I'm Marshall Tate, my company's Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 75 years. A client explained the other day that while in a different business, they compete directly with major corporations like Adobe and eBay every day. They compete for talent, and they're not alone. The same holds true for Midwest. One of the biggest challenges we face today is finding and hiring the right employees. But I know this. Our success depends on recruiting, attracting, and retaining great people. And our office environment needs to speak to that. What does that have to do with office furniture? Everything. At Midwest, we're experts at designing and furnishing effective workspaces that inspire creativity, collaboration, flexibility, and innovation. Offices that attract talent. It's why we say great workspaces don't begin with office furniture, they begin with great design. And Midwest has been creating Utah's most effective offices for over 75 years. Midwest Commercial Interiors, design, furnish, and impress.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, and accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day early bird sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
Yep, it's me again. And I'm out here at J&J Garden Center in Layton, you know, Utah's largest producing nursery, because I need more trees. And J&J has the largest selection in Utah. I love trees, and I only buy the best. And J&J grows the best products at the best price. Right now, over 25 of their top varieties and sizes of trees are 20% off. And their 7 most popular 2-gallon shrubs are on sale too, usually $15.98 each. Right now, they're only $8.98. Oh, I just love this place. And I promise that you'll love it too. So trust me, you won't be disappointed. J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You gotta see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
Time again for a look at Utah money. Google is announcing that it is shutting down Google Checkout, a web-based payment system it launched to great expectations 7 years ago. It will continue to offer Google Wallet and handle transaction for apps, games, music, and movies on the Google Play Store, but Google is largely getting out of the business of processing payments for physical goods and services.
The Dow was up by 53 points today. It ended the day at 15,388. NASDAQ up by 6, S&P up by 3.
Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 after the hour on KSL News Radio.
It's the biggest Memorial Day savings sale ever at Dave Smith Motors. This year's Memorial Day savings sale is so big, it's happening right now. We couldn't wait to share these savings with you. Choose from over 1,500 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, GMC, Buick, Cadillac, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle is on sale and priced at a low, low, low price. You need to go to DaveSmith.com or call 800-635-8000.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
At Whipple Service Champions at 444 Fast, we'll unplug any drain line with our powerful motor-operated electric spinning drain cable machine for just $69. This is not snagging hairballs with a fishhook. For just $69, we'll use powerful electric spinning cables to clear any blockage, including roots. For greased up, gunked up, crusted on, or root-penetrated pipes, for an additional charge, we'll deploy our ultra-high-pressure inline pipe rejuvenating system to scour your pipes to the bare walls and give you one of the industry's longest guarantees. Pipes should be self-scouring, but they're not when they're full of stuff that catches other stuff. Stuff happens, and then stuff is all over your basement. Call your best choice Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. That's 801-444-FAST. You get Utah's A-plus rated, best-of-state Whipple Service Champions, shoe-cover-wearing, clean-cut, drug-tested, background-check technicians who won't leave a mess. Special pricing good during standard business hours.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Auto Dealerships. Here's Mark Christiansen.
Well, almost as it's right on time, everything is cleared out. You've got no problems. Davis County, Utah County, here in the Salt Lake Valley, everything looks great on I-15. 215, 201, I-80 east and westbound through Parley's in great shape as well. No problems there. Get what you need for any spring home fix-up project from one of Diamond Reynolds' conveniently located equipment stores. Look for the new Diamond Reynolds centers along I-15 in Kaysville and Sandy. Mark Christiansen in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the weather says we'll have a warmer day tomorrow, 82 for a high, and then settling back into the 70s, but only long enough to get you to your three-day Memorial weekend when we get back into the lower 80s. So look forward to the weekend. 77 right now.
Thanks for helping me out today. Again, that number to call, 801-KSL-GIBBS.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL-FM Midvale.